In order to illustrate this point about men, and probably the man in your life, let me tell you about a conversation that Jeff and I had before starting our initial research about women. Jeff sort of asked me, what topics should we start with in this research project? And I said, well, what about the importance of security for a woman? And he said, well, that's not a surprise. Like, everybody knows that women need security. And I said, okay, well, what do you mean by that? What do you think that means? He said, well, it means that he knows that there's money in the bank and that she knows that we're saving for retirement. And I said, so financial security. And Jeff goes, what else is there? And I said, look, financial security is important, obviously, but it's not nearly as important as emotional security. And Jeff goes, what's emotional security? And I said, look, it just means that she knows you'll always be there and that the two of you are always going to be close. That is so much more important than anything you could provide. And Jeff went, you're just weird. Right there, you get a really, really clear look into two things that are really, really central to men. First, he is deeply oriented to provide financially for you and the family. And second, he can't fathom that there may be something you might care about even more. Those two things sort of intertwine to create a very important story about men. Let's tackle the first in this segment, and we're going to tackle the second one in the next segment. Here's the first part of the provider story. We've probably all heard that men want to be the provider, and we don't realize that, as one man told me, he said, look, it's not a matter of wanting to, it's having to. Statistically, according to our surveys, it's a burden and a compulsion that goes so deep into a man's heart that even if his wife made more than enough money to support the family very nicely, thank you very much, it would make no difference at all to his feeling that it's my job to provide. 78% of men felt that way. There are four common trends that we see in how this burden, this particular burden, plays out. First, this feeling, this burden, gets more intense as a man gets married and has children. On our surveys, that feeling is there even in the majority of single men, and it kind of ramps up when they get married, and it explodes once he becomes a parent. Second, this isn't a feeling that occurs mostly when something is going on with finances or mostly occurs because money is tight. 71% of men said that that burden to provide is often or always there. It's just there, hovering in the back of their minds. They're never free of it. Third, the burden to provide is also a huge part of a man's identity. Let's tackle this one specifically for a few minutes. As one man put it, I love the way he put this. He said, to be a man is to be a provider. Most men feel like this is just who they are. Their ability to provide financially, in most men, not all, but in most, has a huge amount to say about how they feel about themselves as a person. This desire and constant awareness of the need to provide is so systemic in men that actually it's one of the key trends that causes men in a serious dating relationship to think, I have to wait until I can provide well to ask her to marry me. It wouldn't be fair otherwise. I wouldn't be the man I need to be. It's hard to overstate how overwhelming this provider story is in the heart of most men. Now, we might think, well, but that's not really as relevant anymore, right? That's sort of a 1950s concept that we've moved on from, that the man goes to work and the little wife stays home. But today, since so many women make more money than men or are more highly educated than men, the male desire to be a provider changes too, right? We could easily think that, and we would be wrong. Based on our research and our surveys, and Frankly, based on a lot of other research out there over the years, neither the burden or the deep down feeling that they are meant to be a provider goes away just because society or your household is in a different place. Now, the application within different families is going to be all over the place. For example, in our household, there were quite a few years that I earned more than Jeff did while he was working on a technology startup. But it made no difference to his feeling that it's my job to provide. I have a feeling that men have sort of felt that way 1,000 years ago when both the husband and wife worked on the farm and the idea of a stay-at-home parent was inconceivable, and they felt that way during the 1950s, and they will feel that way far into the future, no matter how the family is structured. And of course, if that's true, this has some ramifications for those cases where the two of you do look at your situation and decide that him staying home with the kids is the best thing to do. Or, well, okay, he works part-time, earning an hourly wage while you're off pursuing a professional track on a high salary. Even when you mutually decide this, and he agrees, it is totally best from a financial standpoint or a life quality standpoint or whatever, he probably still feels like he's not being a provider, which to him can mean like feeling like less than a man. Now, that's not true, of course, but that's how he might privately feel about it. And that could be a hard thing for him to carry around, always sort of feeling like he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, to be the man that he's supposed to be. Not because society tells him that, but because he tells himself that. And the percentage of households where that might apply, where the husband is not the primary financial provider, it's not a tiny number. In our surveys of men and women up to age 65, 20% of men are not the primary income earner. Now, of that 20%, only 4% didn't earn income at all, being a stay-at-home dad, for example. The other 16% earned income, but earned less than their wife or partner. The key is, in those cases, it is so important for us to make so clear that we believe that providing doesn't just mean money. Remember that this module is illuminate his contribution, which in this type of situation means shining that spotlight on and appreciating everything he does do to provide in other ways, whether that means all the ways he's a great dad or the fact that he is willing to, for example, work part-time to run the family business while you go and earn more money downtown. Or that maybe he takes over all of the cooking for the family to save you time, or whatever. In our family, Jeff and I do a lot of marriage conferences together, but I'm also traveling and speaking even more than that myself to do women's events or corporate seminars. So for years now, Jeff has been the one who would pick up the kids from school, or the one who cooks all the meals, which is amazing. But because deep down, I know he feels he is the one who's supposed to be earning more of the actual money, it also means he needs me to notice and appreciate those things and him even more. So let's go back to our list for the fourth common trend in how we see that provider burden play out in men. I mentioned earlier that a man's thoughts about how he is able to provide say a lot about how he feels about himself. Interestingly, it also has a lot to say about how they feel about us. It turns out providing financially is a primary way that most men say, "I love you." Here's how one man put it. He said, "Look, when it comes to being romantic and showing my wife how I feel about her, I sort of feel clumsy, like I'm left-handed. Like I can write with my left hand if I have to, but it doesn't feel like I'm very good at it. And I'm not as good at knowing how to say I love you and do these things, but doggone it, I can provide. I can work 70 hours a week. I can bring in the paycheck. And that is one way I can show my wife and my kids how much I love them." here's why we need to understand this feeling and this trend. And I get this very, very personally because this was a real issue for me and Jeff when he was working at various law firms, especially when we were newlyweds in New York City. And he was putting in these insane hours, getting home at 1 a.m. and leaving again at 6 a.m. I never saw him, and I didn't understand the burden he carried or his feeling that this was how he could show his love. If we don't get that, we send these weird messages if he works lots of hours, which I sure did. Like, honey, why are you working so late again? Don't you care about me and the kids? And that is so confusing to guys because they think, do you think I want to be working this much? I'm doing it because I care about you. I interviewed one man who had a really demanding job. And here's how he put it. He said, I don't want to be working this many hours. I don't want to travel all the time. I don't want to miss the kids' baseball games. He went on to say that if he felt like he had no choice and he was making this huge sacrifice for the family, the appropriate response would be his wife's sympathy, not her criticism. There is such a need to at least see things through our man's eyes on this one. Not because he's right and therefore we're wrong in our opinion, but simply because this is such a huge part of understanding him. Let's take a pause for another short gap time. Have you seen in your own man evidence of this first point about providing, that it is a burden and a compulsion that's always there, that it's a part of his identity, that if he's not the main provider, he feels like a bit less than a man, even if he's contributing crucially in other ways? Or if he does provide, that he feels like you're criticizing him because you want him home more, but he feels like he doesn't have any other choice. If you have seen any of those trends, write down a few examples, and then what can you do to illuminate his contribution, to appreciate him so he knows that you appreciate him? So, what did you come up with as far as showing him that you do appreciate him? There's no one right answer. Just know how important it is to him that you notice and appreciate his contribution.